This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. So the heat was on, but we are in the fall season, and that means fall bulb planting for a beautiful spring display. Today, my head is filled with thoughts of tulips and daffodils, hyacinth and allium, crocus and muscari. The selections available for tulips is almost dizzying. There are double tulips, Darwin tulips, fragrant, impression, parrot, and late bloomers. Oh my! I'll have links from my website, gardenbite.com, for you to peruse at your pleasure, the vast varieties at your disposal. I have to mention a sweet little tulip called Lilac Wonder. It's a 6 to 8 inch little darling with pale lavender blooms that open wide, forming a star shape with a bright yellow center. Pair it with the fragrant lemon yellow blooms of Daffodil Hawera. That's an award-winning miniature heirloom that produces 4 to 8 blossoms per stem. If you have an area that needs just a little pop of color, consider Muscari. It's an adorable little 3-inch bluebell of a bulb. And there's a delightful white one, too, called Album. Daffodils, dappled with darker tulips, make a nice mix. There are double daffodils, Trumpet, and Split Corona. Again, so many choices, although color is a little bit more limited with daffodils. For height, choose the Allium called Gladiator. It grows to 4 feet tall, with lavender flowers in May and June. To make a real splash in your early spring yard, crocuses are the ticket. I've seen a few lawns where they've scattered crocus for naturalizing. I've always thought that looked so cool. Problem is, planting all those bulbs to start with. Next year. Yeah, sure. Next year. Hyacinth aren't just blue. There are varying shades of red, yellow, and purple. My sister can't stand the smell, but I love it. Of course, they don't make me sneeze. I'll have more information and pictures on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.